For a deeper dive into the market action, let's bring in Ernesto Ramos, BMO Global Asset Management, US CIO. And Ernesto, you heard Jared there talking about the outperformance from the mega caps, but it sounds like you still favor value over growth. What does your thesis look like in the face of September being traditionally a weaker month?
Yeah, we still favor value over growth simply because our value spreads are really wide. They've come in a little bit since the beginning of the year. They were at three standard deviations, and now they're about half that wide, but they're still wide enough that you want to keep that bet on. But right now, the market is really trying to figure out the uncertainty around a bunch of different things, specifically the uncertainty about growth. As you pointed out, growth seems to be taking a little bit of an impact from the Delta variant, the impact from infrastructure spending. Today, this weekend, there was the last check issued for some unemployment benefits, and infrastructure spending may or may not come through. Certainly, it's not going to come through in its full size as envisioned by the package that's in front of Congress. But how big or how many cuts are they going to make to it before it gets approved, or does it get approved at all? There's the impact from rate hikes. Well, not so much rate hikes, but tapering. How quickly and aggressive is the Fed going to be? Probably not very aggressive. That's the message that we got loud and clear from the Jackson Hole speech that Powell did. Inflation, another big uncertainty. Is it temporary or not? We don't think it's necessarily that temporary. So there's still these, and finally the Delta variant, what's it doing to the economy? So all of these are playing into today's action and might take a little bit out of the steam from the value, more cyclical trade and into the growth as we're seeing today. But you still mm-hmm. want to be exposed to all of the corners of the market, as we call them.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big question when you're kind of factoring in and comparing valuations here, I suppose. Part of the reason why we saw that Goldman Sachs cut was because of weakness in the consumer. You're talking about inflation there. Yeah. I mean, how does it maybe make you lean a little bit harder into growth when you think about how they're trading on a valuation basis?
Yeah, it's we're leaning into quality and not necessarily into growth at any price, but leaning into quality, which gives you a little bit more growth exposure and away from pure cyclical, not necessarily pure value, but pure cyclical exposure. I realize there's some correlation between value and cyclicals, but we are trying to get away a little bit from the value, from the cyclical part of the value trade, more into the growth, but at a reasonable price. We don't want to overpay because one of the risks that is present in this current market is the valuation risk. The market as a whole is quite expensive. Of course, it's well supported by interest rates that are so low, but at some point we will see a correction, and we think that the most expensive part of the markets will see it worse. So you want to make sure that you're not overpaying for stocks and you are getting quality in the form of lower cost of capital, in the form of solid operating business model, and not so much just growth at any price, like I said, or pure cyclical exposure, because those two can be risky at this point.
So, Ernesto, if it is really about quality, what are some particular sectors, some names, if you can name them, that you think offer a decent opportunity right now in this market?
Well, a company, for example, like Allstate. Allstate's an insurer, of course, and they look pretty attractive. They're trading at about 7x earnings, which is really, really cheap. And they're not cyclically exposed. Of course, they have insurance risk, but claim risk, but that's actually fairly predictable. Another company that has more cyclical exposure that we're looking at or that we own is Carlisle Roofing, or it's called the Carlisle Group, but not the Carlisle, not the investment bank, but the cyclical company that is mm-hmm. exposed to infrastructure, to roofing, and that trades at about 20x earnings, which is a little bit more expensive, but it's got a very solid business model, regardless of what the infrastructure package ends up being. So we like companies like that. We have a little bit of growth, a little bit of defensiveness, and a little bit of pure value cyclical exposure as well.
Ernesto Ramos, BMO Global Asset Management, US CIO. It's great to get some of your takes there. Appreciate the time today.